Hey everyone, is it just me or is it hard to pray consistently sometimes? Today's the 24th of January and I want to talk to you about the difficulty of praying. Sometimes I'll admit to you, I just don't feel like praying. I just don't feel like God's going to hear it. I just don't feel like it's a powerful enough. I don't feel like I'm in the right state of mind. And sometimes for God, just saying, Lord, help me. That's all I need. I just need you to help me. Help me with this, Lord. I don't feel like praying. I know you want my honesty. And I think God just wants our heart. He wants our heart so much more than he wants our words. But it's hard sometimes to pray. And you think about that word prayer. And it's so vague. You know, what is prayer? And we've talked about that a little bit earlier in the month. But prayer is a spiritual discipline. And discipline and disciple are very similar in their roots. And disciple means to grow. And in order to grow, we have to be disciplined. And so prayer is a discipline. And something that I know about discipline is when you do something over and over again, even when it's not fun or even when it's difficult at first, after a while, it turns into something that's easy, and it turns into something that is not only easy, but you miss it when you don't do it. This goes for going to church. A lot of people, you know, they'll miss church for a while and they'll get out of the habit of doing it. But when they're in the habit of doing it consistently and it's a discipline, they feel like they've missed out on something when they don't go to church. It's the same for reading your Bible. It's the same for prayer. We have to make a decision that it's worth it. So if you're somebody that wants to work out, you want to get in shape, if you're not disciplined, it will never work. And I've noticed that a lot in my life. It's got to be worth it. And when something is worth it and it's hard, then eventually if we continue to hang on and continue to do it, it will get easier and it will be a blessing, and we'll miss it when we don't do it. We'll miss it when we miss it. So here's what I want to do. I want to encourage you today to pray with me that we're just going to be persistent in our prayer, and we know that it will turn into a habit that just becomes so much more natural, and that we just desire and look forward to that time with you if we don't already. Father, I just thank you that you take us where we're at. I thank you that even though we're imperfect, even though we struggle praying sometimes, even though we struggle with discipline, whether it's reading our Bible, going to church, tithing, or praying, Lord, we know that you're not this impatient God that is just angry with us. You're patient with us, and you desire for us to be disciplined so we can be your disciples, to grow in our faith and to share that faith with others. Lord, help us to be disciplined. Lord, help us, remind us that it's worth it. We know we have to do the work, but Lord, your Holy Spirit reminds us that it's worth it. May we listen to your Holy Spirit in this. And Lord, thank you so much that you're developing the habit of prayer daily with the people in this church. And for those who already had a daily time in prayer with you, no matter how healthy or long or short it was, Lord, I just thank you so much that we're praying together as a church. And I just thank you so much for the things that you're doing already and the things you'll continue to do. Lord, I can't wait to hear stories of people talking about how their lives and their spiritual lives have been transformed because of this wonderful blessing of direct communication with you we call prayer. Thank you, Lord. We praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.